GeoQuiz today has us searching for the name of a seaside village in County Cork, Ireland. It's just about as far south as you can get in Ireland. It's in the parish of Roth. This village is sometimes called the Stolen Village. That goes back to an incident in the 17th century when Algerian pirates ransacked the place. Hundreds of Irish villagers were put in irons and taken as slaves to the North African Barbary Coast. A local pub in this Irish village calls itself the Algiers Inn. Tonight at the Algiers Inn, you might hear some serious fiddling. Name this famous Irish village with links to Algeria and Maryland. The answer's coming up. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We cross the Atlantic for our GeoQuiz today and come ashore on the southern coast of Ireland. Celtic Music radio host Brian O'Donovan is in County Cork, Ireland. Brian O'Donovan, you return there from time to time. It's your homeland. And I wonder, when you go back, as you do now, what you do to reacclimate yourself to the place if you've been gone for a while?
Well, I've always been lucky to be able to travel here fairly frequently, Lisa, to my hometown of Clonakilty in West Cork. And I reacclimate myself really by biking and running in the morning to get rid of jet lag. And it also gives me a chance to view the surrounding countryside. This is in a beautiful, picturesque part of Ireland. And I really enjoy running the roads and biking here. I keep a bike here, in actual fact. So, lively Friday night on tap here, Lisa.
And where are you going yourself tonight, Brian?
Well, I'm going to one of my favorite towns in West Cork. It's actually one of my favorite places to visit in the world. It's a tiny little town just outside of the more famous town of Skibbereen, but this has a universally known name. It's the town of Baltimore, West Cork. A tiny little town, as I said, right on the coast that has an amazing history.
They also have an interesting Algerian connection. What's that?
Very interesting period in history in the middle of the 16th century when Baltimore was just a tiny little town. It had been planted, meaning that English settlers had been brought over to supplant the Irish natives. And one morning, out of the blue, a whole shipload of Algerian corsairs arrived out of the ocean and basically kidnapped the entire population of the town, brought them back to Algiers, and they were essentially sold into slavery. And only two of the residents of Baltimore ever made it back to Ireland in their lifetimes. An intriguing story. The intrigue continues to fascinate to this very day. And this weekend they have what I regard as my personal favorite festival of traditional music. It's called the Baltimore Fiddle Fair. And I'm heading there tonight for the weekend.
Can you paint a picture of it for us?
Well, it's a festival that grew out of a notion of one of the town residents and a bar owner, of course, that would be natural, a guy called Declan McCarthy. And he loved fiddle music, and he decided that there were so many different types of fiddle music in the world that he was going to create a festival dedicated to the fiddle. Not just Irish traditional fiddle, but Scandinavian, Scottish, Quebecois. He really attracts a tremendous number of musicians from all over the world.
Now, since you live here in the USA, Brian, I know that you're always sharing, maybe even in some cases plundering good music from the Celtic regions to bring back here to America. What riches have you found, and what riches do you expect to find at the Baltimore Fiddle Festival?
Well, there are just terrific musicians gathered here. I'm particularly looking forward to seeing Katrina Mackay and Chris Stout. They are steeped in the music of the Shetland Islands and play a harp and fiddle style. And also my old friends from Scotland and a famous member of the Boys of the Loch, we've got Phil Cunningham joined by Ali Bain.
Tell us about Ali Bain.
Ali Bain is a veteran now of the traditional music scene. He was a founder of the pan-Celtic group The Boys of the Loch way back in the 60s and continues to play music with a very distinctive Shetland style. He is from the Shetland Islands.
And Brian, is there one artist who you're going to bring back here to the United States, at least on a CD?
There is one artist that I'm going to reintroduce Americans to. He is an old Irish traditional fiddler, and his name is Paddy Cronin. He plays what we refer to in Ireland as pure drop music. That is that it's not commercial music, it's not flashy, but it has a deep connection to the traditional roots of fiddling, particularly here in his native West Cork.
Excellent. The music of Paddy Cronin. Brian, is there any chance that the performer Maeve Gilchrist is going to be appearing at the festival?
Not this year, but I certainly hope she will in future years. Maeve is a resident of Boston now, even though originally from Edinburgh, and she plays harp and sings in a very, very unique style, keeping her traditional Scottish heritage and her roots alive, but also infusing it with jazz, contemporary, and her own particular take. So I think Maeve Gilchrist will certainly be on the cards for a future edition of the Baltimore Fiddle Fair.
Well, as it happens, Brian O'Donovan, Maeve Gilchrist is the subject of our global hit today. We're going to go right to that now and listen to some of her harp playing. Brian O'Donovan, Celtic Music Radio host at WGBH, soon heading out for a taste of the Baltimore Fiddle Fair in Baltimore, County Cork, Ireland. The answer to our geo quiz. Have a great time, Brian.
Thank you, Lisa. I will.
By the way, kudos to everyone who texted us the correct answer to our geo-quiz today. Special honors to David in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, Kelly in Kenwood, California, and Jodell in Brooklyn, New York. You can play our geo-quiz texting game, too. Just text geo-quiz, one word, at 69866. Geo-quiz 69866.